skills. I mean, he could, for example, recite the orations of Mirabeau, the French revolutionary. Mm-hmm. And that dated back to the fact that his grandfather had been to school in France and during the French Revolution, or just after it. And
all the ancestors are French on that side, on the mother's side.
Well, there's one person I can think of who is not, and her name was and they were Spanish-Irish. You know, there are a lot of Irish who were either priests or military. Speaking. Yes. I'm with you. Hello. Yes. Yes. Yes, Tara. Yeah, you passed. You got a C. Just barely. But congratulations. All right. Pretty well, thank you. Listen, I have somebody here, Tara, so I'm going to say goodbye. Goodbye. Pain. Let me see. The same family as the chess player, you know, Paul international genius of the chess boards in the 19th century. Well, if you know chess, or you know he's in all the books. But he was a sort of third or fourth cousin, I guess. But that is Irish, but kind of very Spanishy Irish in a sense. And otherwise they're all French, so I imagine 92% or something, you know, French. Though, as I say, both French colonial and French Haitian refugee and French from France in the 19th century. Because, you know, the population of New Orleans doubled at the time of the Haitian revolts. All the whites and a good many of the blacks, too, especially the free people of color, took off at the time of the slave revolutions.
What year was that?
Well, there are several episodes in it, but it starts in the late 1790s and the immigrant. Actually, some of those people had two stages. They were in Cuba for a while, near Santiago. And some also went to Jamaica, but say the French-speaking population of New Orleans doubled within a 10-year period. And these people, for the most part, were academics in a sense. I mean, they were musicians. I mean, you know, what does a Russian aristocrat do when he's run out and he goes to Paris, let us say? He tries to get a job teaching or running a newspaper or something of that kind. And in other words, their impact was very substantial. Let me think. My grandpa, as I say, was very preoccupied with educating my mother, but interestingly enough, he thought that eight grades were enough for his sons, from his own experience. And they did quite well with themselves. One of them was a cottonseed oil company executive, and the other one was the controller of a large department store when they died, or shortly before they died. So I have many cousins on my mother's side. My father, though, was the only child of an only child who had who bore children, at least. So
he was born in New Orleans, also.
Yes, yes. A sort of separate little colony, almost commonly called the Bayou in French. That is to say, what is now New Orleans was in the earliest days two little towns. One of them was destined to be the capital of Louisiana, and the other was simply a little port on Bayou St. John, which you crossed and followed when you came here, if you came up Wisner Boulevard. And